8 minutes up on the clock. Warsaw leads Concord 45-19. Warsaw 42% from the field, 18 of 43, 7 of 24 from three-point range, 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Concord, 8 of 21 from the field, 38%, 1 of 8 from the arc, 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Concord leads the rebounding 22-19, but they have 28 turnovers, and Warsaw has 11. Bricker all the way out top. Vilma back to Bricker. She'll be given a shot. She takes the shot. She hits the shot. Bricker with 20. And Warsaw leads 48-19. That's the most that Joss has had in a game since going to backs when she had 26 for a career high against the Northwood Panthers here in the Tiger Den. Stilley down to the baseline against Neely. Throws it back out to McCain. McCain crosses over against Bricker. Spin to the right. Lost the ball. Travel with the ball. Got to get the ball back to the Lady Tigers, who lead by 27. Zartman and Winchester back in. Knepp comes out. Warsaw's got too many players on the floor. They got six players on the floor. Somebody needs to come out. Wren will finally go out. Sorry, I stood up because nobody seemed to notice. I wanted to make sure that they didn't put the ball in play first. Zartman, who had a couple early threes to tie her own school record, has had several chances but has not made a three-pointer since. She's got it. Cross to Bricker. At the elbow for Neely. Drives down on Stilley. Draws a lot of help. Now Bricker around to Zartman. One hand to the cross to Vilma. To Bricker. Now to Zartman. A catch-and-shoot three-pointer. No good, but it doesn't matter. Another illegal screen called against the Lady Tigers. Bricker asked about it. The foul's on Winchester, by the way. Bricker asked about it, and the official immediately turned, and his expressions and body language was that he was offended that she was asking. And then by the time she was done asking, he realized that she wasn't really that at all. Warsaw with another turnover. Up ahead, Zartman for three, and there it is. Zartman has set the new standard for three-pointers in a season. With 67, she's got 13 points. Warsaw leads 51-19. Backdoor pass, shot inside. Wait, traveling call. Zilm jumped to shoot the ball. Neely ran past her, and she landed before she cut the ball loose. 6:12 left to go in the game. They announced the three-point record being broken. 67 to go with 66 last season. Zartman in the near corner will shoot again and hit again. It's raining again here in the Tiger Den. Get your umbrellas out. 54-19 Warsaw. Hopefully the Lady Tigers get to the bench soon. Emmerich kicks it in the corner. An open three for Casey is good. Her first point since the first quarter. She now has six. Bricker the other way. She'll shoot for three. No good. Rebound grabbed by Casey for Concord. Dribbles across the line, hits the brakes, and gets it to Stilley. Stilley down to the corner. Three on the way by Zilm is in and out. Winchester, another rebound. Ahead to Vilma. Vilma races in on Stilley. Shoots it left-handed, and Stilley blocked it right back overhead. Bricker then dives for it. Held ball, and the arrow belongs to Concord. Wren to the scores table to check in with 5:12 left to go. She'll come in for Bricker, and I'm guessing this is to protect Joss from herself because she keeps diving into piles, and Lenny Krebs has got to be really nervous about that. Ganger back into the game for Concord. Stilley and Warsaw into a 1-3-1 half-court defense. Emmerich, left corner Zilm, all the way out to Stilley. Stilley runs the left side of the lane, shoots an off-balance shot, no good, but got her own rebound, put it up, missed that too. Neely the rebound for the Lady Tigers. 4:45 left, Warsaw leads 54-22. Winchester in the right corner, Zartman fakes the three, lobs it out for Neely. Out of the free throw line, Winchester. Back to the corner. There's Zartman again for three. No good. Ren the rebound. They'll reload it. Winchester at the free throw line. Fakes the pass this time. Shot block. Stilley with the foul. Her second. Free throw's coming up here for Brooke Winchester, who's been in double figures every game so far this season. The running clock is in effect now as Warsaw is up by 35 a minute ago. Free throw up and good by Brooke Winchester. 9 points. Chastain in for Neely. And they stop the clock. Winchester with one more to get into double figures. Her average 15 and a half. And she makes both. She'll come out. Layla Nett back in for the Lady Tigers. 4-1 to go. Warsaw about to go to 12-7 on the season. They'll be 6-0 in the conference with a chance to win the whole thing outright coming up on Tuesday at Goshen. We'll be there to bring it to you. An NBA three from Emmerich is no good. McCain can't get the rebound because Layla Nett wanted him more. Chastain down to the near corner. Zartman up the baseline. Under the basket. Shot blocked. Stilley saves it in. She came into the game with 40, or into the week with 40 three-point baskets. Left side, three, Zilm. No good. Zartman the rebound. Up ahead for Vilma. She'll make the catch and score. Vilma with five. 3:19 left. 58-22 Lady Tigers. Stilley across the line. Drives in, shoots a floating 15-footer for the free throw line. No good. Chastain the rebound. Up ahead to Vilma. Vilma down to the right corner. Out top for Wren, around to Zartman. She shoots again for three, and it's good again. Zartman with 19 points. 5 three-point baskets in the game. Three here in the fourth. 61-22 Lady Tigers. 2:45 left. Stilley. Pass down in deep. McCain's got it in the lane, and she turns and scores. McCain's got six. Timeout called by Concord. 2:36 left to go in the fourth. Warsaw 61, Concord 24. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 61-24, Warsaw with the lead and the basketball. Warsaw's got some new kids in there. During that timeout, Knapp, Lucy Andrews out there. And Lucy threw a bad pass, stolen by McCain. McCain will race down and shoot it right-handed and miss it. And the rebound's grabbed by Wren. Wren yanks it out of there for Warsaw. So it's Knapp, Chastain, Andrew, and Vilma out there for the Lady Tigers. Down to the baseline, Chastain. Inside Knapp, forced it up, blocked. And it's grabbed by Concord. Ganger with the block and grabs the loose ball. Stilley runs right and ran right into a double team. Knapp ran with the steal, and that was thrown ahead. And Lucy Andrew had the ball taken away from behind. Now Brandon Abel will send some of his JV kids to the scorers table. Comes Aaron McManus to the scorers table. Still kind of trying to get back 100% from that concussion that she suffered. It was a pretty significant one. McCain on the shot, no good. Rebound to Vilma. And then Vilma dribbled it off her own foot. And off the sidelines and out of bounds. And once again, it belongs to Concord. Zaza Zilm, sister of Cambria, checks into the game. She's a 5'8 freshman. Troyer's back in there. There was one more. Oh, Viv Casey, sister of Hayden, into the game for Concord as well. Casey drives left, got free, and missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Lucy Andrew. Then she had the ball knocked away, picked up by Viv Casey, and she scores. Casey scores to make it 61-24, 45 seconds left. Andrew, right side Vilma, back to Andrew, back to Vilma, 38 seconds. At the free throw line for Knapp, back to Wren. She's open and shooting and missing. Rebound, Knapp in the lane. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Zaza Zilm for Concord. That Z-A-Z-A Last name, Z-I-L-M. Clock continues to run, and they're going to bring in Sammy Rastrelli. She comes in for Lucy Andrew. 7 seconds to go. They lob it out to Vilma, and the senior on senior night will flip it off to Wren, and that will do it. Warsaw 61, Concord 26. For the third straight year, Warsaw has gained at least a share of the Northern Lakes Conference Championship. Postgame coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the Tiger Den. Warsaw 61-26 winners over Concord here in girls basketball tonight. Concord falls to 8-11, 2-5 in the conference. Warsaw now 12-7 and 6-0 in the NLC. Final scoring for Concord, Shelby Emmerich 3, Claire Campanello 5, Cambria Zilm 4, Malia McCain 6, and Hayden Casey with 6. They're the leading scorers. And Viv Casey added 2. For Warsaw, Delaney Vilma on senior night with 5 points. Kelsey Wren a couple of 3-pointers for 6. Braylee Chastain 1. And then the big 3 in double figures again. Brooke Winchester with 10. Jocelyn Bricker was 20. And Brooke Zartman with 19, including 5 3-pointers. And now has broken her own school record for 3-pointers in a season. She needed 2. She got 5 tonight, so she has 69 3-pointers on the season. Warsaw led it after 118-8. Outscored Concord 15-7 in the second to lead 33-15. Outscored Concord in the third 12-4 to go up 45-19. And they win the game 61-26. We were never tied, and we had no lead changes. The girls JV beat Concord in the Career Center Gym earlier 59-22. The boys JV was a winner over Goshen 49-26. The boys varsity beat Goshen 61-41. And here in the nightcap, Warsaw wins over Concord in girls basketball 61-26. We'll give you the final stats brought to you by Oliver Brigham & Company and give you a play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. Is up here after a 61-26 win over Concord. How do you feel? Conference champ, third year in a row.
You know, this is one of those games where you know that at the end of it you feel good because you accomplished something special. Guaranteeing a share of that NLC title is something special for this group, knowing that we have 3 straight. Where we're not finished yet because we need one more to win this thing outright, but to know that we at least share it for the third straight year, something special. At the same time, my coach mind is going, we've got so much we could have done better. You know, it's one of those games where I'm fighting that internal battle with myself afterwards, trying to figure out what to say exactly.
Well, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm guessing that you're probably going to find a lot more wrong and more things that you can do better than things you did right. And what's scary is you still scored 61 points and you still won by the mercy rule tonight. I mean, that's how good this team can be.
You know, the girls aren't going to like me saying this, but I can go back to Homestead and find a lot wrong. Those coaches' minds have amazing ways of working and finding wrong. But at the same time, you know, I'm just proud of this group because what I had to tell them wasn't our best effort as far as execution, wasn't our best game, but we kept fighting. And that's something I don't think we would have done earlier in the year. You know, you go back to Huntington North, we weren't very sharp, but we didn't fight, we didn't compete. That's process, that's some maturity. We're starting to grow up a little bit. I told them before the game, I'm tired of people telling me, well, you guys are young, da, da, da. We're veterans. It's time we play like veterans every time out. I don't care if we're sophomores. We've got 40-plus games under our belt with this group. It's time that we stop using our youth as an excuse. And tonight we started to grow up, and you saw the maturity of competing when things weren't going the way we wanted it to.
Call me crazy, Josh has really struggled with her shot in the last few games. Put the mask on, she turns into the super shooter again. That was terrific, both inside and out, because she's really good around the basket, but she hasn't been as good here in the last month, but she was really good around the basket in this game and making three-pointers too.
She might not have a choice on if she gets to wear it even when she comes back from a broken nose. We might make her wear that mask all the time if that's the type of performance she's going to have. Proud of the kid, because once again, that's some toughness in a sense of a kid's got a broken nose, puts a mask on, and suits up and plays. That takes some toughness. That takes some courage. I thought she played extremely well. I was worried like you. I remember walking in the office during the school day telling you what was going on and talking about the mask, and one of the first things you asked was, how's she shooting? And, you know, you can't tell a difference when she's shooting and handling the ball. Tough kid. Proud of her. I just want to say congratulations to Brooke Zartman on another school record for most threes made in a season. She knows she didn't accomplish it by herself, but by golly, she's a heck of a shooter.
69 three-pointers, and everyone she makes now will push that school record out a little farther. Your kids' defense was really good. Concord did very little that they wanted to do on their end of the court.
You know, we wanted to pressure a little bit more than we did, but we kind of got out of that mindset a little bit with Northridge and Homestead, and it's kind of like selling them something that we've already fooled them with once a little bit, if I can say that. They realize they don't have to full court press for 32 minutes to play good defense in the half court. I bet in their mind they're going, we just beat Northridge, we just beat Homestead playing half court defense. Why are you making us work 90 feet when we can do it in 45? They're smart kids. They know how to do that. But great defensive effort. We worked on Concord and what they were going to run. And that's the one thing I can say about these kids is I felt like they went out and executed defensively the things we wanted them to do.
And I know this. Kelsey Wren can shoot the ball. And I know that you're working with her on the other things, but Kelsey Wren can shoot that basketball, and she made two, and she could have easily made a couple others.
No, we want Kelsey Wren. She's another kid that we have put a package in for to try to get her shots. You know, we talk about those play packages that we have for kids to get them a shot. Kelsey Wren is one of those kids that we need to get her some shots when she's in the ball game, because by golly, half the time I can't see her because – I can't see that low with all the Giants on the floor, but the ball comes firing out of there. It's almost like it fires out of the ground, but she's a heck of a shooter. She is someone we need in sectional. We need her to continue to pick up the other things we want to do because we want to take advantage of her ability to shoot.
Tuesday, back to Goshen for
the 20s. Did you have to remind me of that before the weekend?
Yes, I did. And I'm going to, no matter what, back to Goshen. Looking for the outright conference championship for number 22 in a row. And then Angola comes in here. I can't wait to talk on Thursday and find out why Angola, how Angola, and to see how all that came together. The draw is tomorrow night. There is a clear draw that I know you want. So go to church. Do a lot of praying between now and then. Let's see if we can make that happen.
You know, the pessimistic mind tells me what kind of draw I think we're going to get. And everything from there is just a bonus if I've prepared myself for the worst case scenario. And we've seen that in our time here. You know, a couple of years ago, we had to play Goshen, then we had to play Northridge, and we had to play Penn in the finals when all three were very good. I'm preparing myself for the worst possible scenario. At the same time, we've got Bricker's doctor's appointment on Monday. We're going to find out more about that situation. A lot of unknowns at this point in time. We're going to enjoy tonight. We're going to go honor our seniors. I want to say congratulations to Delaney Villema on her senior night recognition. At the same time, three wonderful, wonderful managers that we're going to go celebrate.
Okay, go do that. Lenny Krebs and the Lady Tigers, winners tonight 61-26 over the Concord Minutemen. We'll give the final stats and do the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. All right, a lot to do to finish up here. Let's do the final stats. They're brought to you by Alderford Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderford Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderfordbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Concord for the game, 11 of 33 from the field, 33%. 2 of 12 from three-point range, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line. Warsaw shot 45%, 23 of 51 11 of 31 from three-point range and 4 out of 7 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge ended up going to Warsaw, 29 to 27. Warsaw with 12 offensive rebounds, Concord with 6. Big story turnovers. Warsaw had 16, which is more than normal, but you can understand when the score gets wide, those kinds of things happen. Concord had 32 turnovers. They had two different girls who each had 12 turnovers in the game. Individually, for Warsaw, Brooke Zartman, 7 of 17 from the field, 5 of 13 from three-point range, 19 points, 2 assists, 5 steals. And, of course, the all-time leading three-point shooter in a season, now with 69 three-pointers in this season. The old record was hers from last year as a freshman when she made 66. Also, Joss Bricker, 8 of 15 from the field, 4 of 7 from the arc, 20 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, 5 assists. So those are the stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Here's the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. The play of the game in a game like this, we could pick a dozen plays, but since she broke the school record tonight, we'll give it to Brooke Zartman, who hit a three-pointer in the first quarter and another in the second to tie her own school record for three-pointers in a season for an individual, and then had lots of chances the rest of that second quarter and all the third, and none of them went in. However, in the fourth, she got an open look. She pulled the trigger from right down here on the left wing, and she put it in the basket, a three-point basket for Brooke Zartman, her third of the game. At the moment, she had 13 points, and Warsaw was on their way to victory. And Brooke Zartman with number 67, followed up by number 68 and 69 later in that quarter. Warsaw wins 61-26. And that's the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We're done here. Thank goodness. What a long day. And again, it was long for me. It was long for Steve, but even longer for the people here at Warsaw Community High School who have been here since, 8 o'clock this morning with the freshman girls games today and then the other things going on at Warsaw today. So it's been a long day for the athletic department. They're all ready to go home, and so are we. Warsaw today won all 4 games. The girls' JV beat Concord 59-22. The boys' JV beat Goshen 49-26. The boys' varsity beat Goshen 61-41. And the girls' varsity beat Concord 61-26. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 5 for the sectional draw. That will start at 5 o'clock and run through 7. It starts with 1A North and 1A South, works its way through 2A, 3A, and then the 4A North draw. That's where we will find Warsaw, along with Goshen and Elkhart and Northridge and, who am I forgetting, Concord, and I'm still forgetting one more, and I'll think of it when it doesn't matter anymore. Penn, yes, thank you, Steve. Penn's yelling at me. Steve is yelling at me in the background. It's Penn. So thank you, Steve. So we'll find out who plays when and what nights, and that will be starting on Tuesday, a week from Tuesday. We'll find that all out tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. And then the girls will finish up the regular season with the Goshen Redhawks in Goshen at Intera Gym on Tuesday. And then they will be back at home for their final home game of the regular season on Thursday against Angola. Thanks to Steve back at the station. As always, I'm Roger. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you enjoyed the outcomes. Warsaw wins the varsity girls game tonight and a share of the NLC championship for the third year in a row by beating Concord at 61-26. Good night, everyone.